I think my favorite news program is After All Things. Of course, I adore Sabrina, and I think she does such a wonderful job hosting it, and it's so great to listen to like a wrap-up at the end of the day of everything that's happened. And I love Midday Mozart with Emily because it means the day is almost halfway over. Hi, I'm Molly Ingram from WSHU. You make it possible for me and everyone here to do our work for this community. Please make your gift now at WSHU.org.
This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Connecticut announces its America 250 lineup of celebrations. A state judge says Bruce Blakeman can access public funds in his campaign for New York governor. A federal grant will expand access to local food in eastern Connecticut schools. Plus, we have the latest from WSHU's Good at Heart. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Connecticut officials have announced a series of events across the state to celebrate the 250th anniversary of American independence this year. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
Former Secretary of the State Denise Merrill is chair of the America 250 Connecticut Commission. She says there'll be activities in almost all of the state's 169 cities and towns. And the focus will be on the contributions different groups have made to the American story.
We are encouraging communities to tell those stories, specifically about people who have historically perhaps been unrepresented.
Governor Ned Lamont says there's also an emphasis on the state's role as one of the 13 original colonies.
That's the story that we're telling over the course of the next 6 months. And I'm going to be going around, and you're going to be able to see it on social media, and you're going to be able to see it on the website, all the different events that are happening that tell the story of what makes America great.
Highlights include a July 4th celebration at Bushnell Park in Hartford, expected to draw more than 50,000 people, and a public reading of the Declaration of Independence at the state capitol. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
A state judge says Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman can access public matching funds for his campaign against Governor Kathy Hochul. The New York Public News Network's Jimmy Vielkind reports.
A judge in Albany says that Democrats on the state public campaign finance board acted improperly when they barred Blakeman from getting matching funds. Board officials said Blakeman made a paperwork error, but Justice Denise Hartman ruled that the board should have given him a chance to correct his mistake. She gave him a week to do so. Republican State Committee Chairman Ed Cox praised Hartman's decision. He says it will give Blakeman a boost.
This makes it possible for him to, as the campaign finance laws were designed, so that he has he can have a full campaign.
Hochul isn't seeking public matching funds and already has more than $20 million on hand. In Albany, I'm Jimmy Vielkind for the New York Public News Network.
The city of Bridgeport voted to approve its city budget for next year. It includes a $35 million increase in funding for district schools. WSHU's Janice Roman has more.
The funding increase for Bridgeport Public Schools was due in part to an increase in state and city funds. The first is from an additional $15 million from the State Education Cost Sharing Grant. The second was $10 million from the State Mohegan Pequot Fund. The City of Bridgeport contributed an additional $10 million for schools. Despite the increase of funds from both the city and the state, the city's interim superintendent says the city is still $9 million short. Previously, he proposed an additional $44.1 million for the school budget for 2026 to 2027. Mayor Joe Ganim told the city council that the new funding agreement was, quote, a historic commitment at the local and state level. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
Teaching is often called a calling, but it's also increasingly challenging. That's the latest from WSHU's Good at Heart, and that's ahead.
I am always impressed by how much we get done with the size of the staff here. Many of us wear multiple hats and deal a lot. And we hear on the radio is like the duck on the water, look smooth and gliding, but paddling fast under the surface. I'm Cameron Ledestri at WSHU. You make everything we do possible. And right now, you can keep it interruption-free. Please make your gift at wshu.org.
The Hempstead Town Board voted to limit the size of houses that can be built in historic Levittown. Supporters of the reduced size say it'll stop so-called McMansions from changing the hamlet's character. Levittown started out as a planned community of affordable, moderate-sized houses for World War II veterans. New Haven Mayor Justin Elliker is calling for nearly $14 million more for the city's public schools in his annual budget. He also wants to lower the city's property taxes by nearly 2%. Elliker says New Haven is getting more than $20 million from the state of Connecticut this year. The U.S. Small Business Administration is offering Long Island businesses up to $2 million in loans for winter weather damage. To qualify, businesses or nonprofits need to prove they were impacted by tidal flooding or freeze conditions between January 26th and February 23rd. U.S. Congressman Joe Courtney helped celebrate a federal grant for EastCon, a regional education service center serving northeastern Connecticut. He assisted them in winning a $116,000 federal grant awarded by the USDA under the Patrick Leahy Farm to School Grant Program. Eric Petulis is the executive director of EastCon and said the grant allows them to create a centralized production kitchen.
We have talked about this, having the ability to do this kind of a space where we can scratch make meals, use locally sourced food. This has been a dream of our food services team for a number of years. So not only the students that we serve directly in our schools, but also the communities that we serve as their food services director, we are able to get that locally sourced food in the mouths and hands of our children. And so we're super excited about that.
EastCon will partner with Click of Willimantic to source local vegetables and meat and distribute meals to students across partner districts. They include Brooklyn, Columbia, Hampton, Pomfret, Scotland, and Sterling, Connecticut.
My name is Heather DeLude, and I teach both English and theater. I've been at Wilton for a little over a decade at Wilton High School.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Pilla. I teach second grade in New Milford, Connecticut at Northville Elementary School. I am rounding my sixth year now in New Milford.
I want to begin by asking you, who do you help and how? Heather, I'll start with you.
First of all, I work with some of the most misunderstood and underestimated groups of our society, and that is teens. And I would say I help teens, but I would rather say I help society in helping teens. I typically help them, I think, find their voice in this world, in this ever-complicated world. I would also say through English and theater particularly, I help them find their empathy. I help them become listeners, and I help them become speakers, and I help them know that they have a place that is meaningful in this world, and ultimately that they are loved.
Stephanie, how about you? Who do you help and how?
That's amazing. I first want to thank Heather because I have two adolescents of my own. So you are doing amazing work.
I do too.
It's a special age group. I help second graders grow, not just academically in early elementary ed, but as people. Every day I create a classroom that I try to make feel like a family. I tell the children, I want my little people to feel safe, valued, and I want their voices to be heard. We learn how to take care of one another in my classroom. We learn how to celebrate our friends' successes, and we celebrate our differences too. We work together, we collaborate. It's the small moments, helping a friend, including someone new, using kind words. That's where I really see the biggest growth.
You've both been teaching many years. Yeah. It's a little harder these days. So you're both nodding. Stephanie, I'll just start with you.
I do. I do feel like teaching is a little harder today. I feel like our world is a little harder. Children are growing up faster today with technology and social media, and our expectations are greater in education and, just in life. So I feel like that speed for children could be anxiety provoking. And I do. I feel like it's a little bit more challenging today.
Yeah, thank you. Heather, how about you?
I'm struck at what she said, because sometimes I think there's, there's a difference between elementary and high school. And boy, is there not, because everything she just said, I would yes and to, and just say that they are profoundly affected by technology. Everything that is coming at them, everything in the world that is telling them that they are not good enough, the constant interaction with social media. We are at a self phone-free high school, and it is one of the greatest gifts. And when I say cell phone-free, I mean from bell to bell. And I am seeing such growth and happiness again in the hallways, in our conversations, in the laughter. I think it is more difficult growing up today, and they need a sense of love and acceptance and a platform where they can be safe, because most of the world, particularly the online world, is not a safe place for them. I would say that has become more challenging, just to teach a kid how to look one in the eye, how to be a good listener, how to react, how to step outside their comfort zone and deal with the rising sense of anxiety and lack of self-worth. I've lost a few students who passed away suddenly and unexpectedly, including one this year. And I'm here to say that they need more love. They might be in what you believe to be adult bodies, but they need about as much love as her second grader.
Yeah. You know, thank you. And I think we could probably do an entire episode on this. So let me ask you the solution question. How can other people help teachers help you right now?
I would say is to stop looking at education as some kind of deal or transaction, whether it's, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to get this grade because it's going to set me up for here. It is a transaction of sorts, but not a monetary one. It's one of the human spirit. And I would say to get involved with your child, even in high school. In fact, they may need you more there, okay? To partner with your teachers. We all truly want the best for your child. To celebrate when your children do well. To hold them accountable when they do something they regret. And they will, and as I will. None of us are perfect.
Stephanie, anything to add to that?
That's hard to follow. Okay. That was amazing, Heather. But I would totally agree. Schools are not a business. We're a family. We're a community. We're shaping minds. We're growing humans. And, you know, education is not one size fits all. It's just not. I have a famous kind of saying in my classroom that the children will fill in the blank. We say fair is not the, and they fill in the blank. Fair is not the same. It's getting what you need to be successful. In second grade, I don't know if you get this in high school, but in second grade, sometimes you'll get, well, that's not fair. Why do they get to go into the rest and reset corner? You know, and so I kind of get rid of that by saying, hey, fair is not the same. So I just think if the communities and families could also model that at home and in sports teams, that would just be so wonderful.
This is a wonderful conversation, and I can't believe it, but we're at our final question, which is, why do you think we're here on Earth? Heather?
Well, I hate to be cliche as an English teacher, but it truly is to love one another, to support one another. I come from the improv background. It is yes and. It is empathy in action. It is make your partner look great. It is this is a collaboration and not a competition. And I think that's important. And that love should extend to all living things in this planet as well. And I think that's such a basic message, but it is being lost today. And it is absolutely true.
Thank you. Stephanie?
I would totally agree. I say that we're here to take care of one another, you know, to lift each other up, to learn from our differences, and to leave people better than we found them. If my students leave my classroom knowing that I love them and they are loved and they have the power to make others feel that way, then I really feel successful and happy and fulfilled.
For the latest news from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or download the free WSHU app. If you like what we're doing here, please consider making a donation to WSHU today. Your gift will be matched dollar for dollar when you visit WSHU.org or give us a call at 800-777-9748. Thank you so much for your support. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll speak with you tomorrow. Thank you.